As of Monday, the County Health Department reported a total of 5,334 cases during the pandemic, 155 hospitalizations, and 11 deaths. Below said their positivity rate is now generally below 5%, and they are remarkably down from where they were in January. And he noted there's been a decline in hospitalizations and deaths, the numbers he said you can really take to the bank. The state level of hospitalizations is in decline, and the utilizations of ICUs for COVID is below 9%. In particular, Bullough said he was happy to report that in the over 70 population, they haven't seen a positive case since February 24th. He said it's a reflection that the vaccines are working. However, he said while cases are not high, they're different. They're seeing cases in young children stemming from the UK variant, which is apparently more efficient at infecting youngsters and transmitting between them. The county's epidemiologist, Louise Soff, said they haven't seen many cases in 3 to 5 year olds in the whole pandemic. She noted, though, a spike of 11 cases appeared in late March. Board member Dr. Alyssa Golding added the UK variant is more likely to cause serious illness in children. Bullough said he's also concerned that schools are now in spring break and students are traveling. He said he's holding his breath to see what develops in 2 or 3 weeks. Even with declining case rates and strong vaccination numbers, Bullough said it's going to be an ongoing challenge in messaging from health authorities and careful behavior from the public.
After this big event, this pandemic, subsides moving into the future, I'm concerned that we are not going to have adequate vaccine to have any real level of herd immunity. This is going to be ongoing. I think we need to figure out how we're going to message this. So I sometimes liken things to efforts around HIV prevention, screening mammograms, other public health efforts. You can get pretty good rates. You can elicit behavior change. You can do all kinds of things for a short period of time. But the moment you think you've got success and you ease up, the screening mammogram rates plummet, safer sex plummets. We're going to have to be on this, public health and our society in general, forever, probably. This is going to be something that we're going to need to be messaging consistently.
Summit County Health Director Rich Bullough. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.